And with playing the Jamies, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Does he bring us summertime or not? Good morning, Pat.
Summertime. What is summertime?
I don't know anymore. The seasons are all screwed up.
Summertime is haze, yeah. Heat, humidity, showers, thunderstorms.
And so we're going to be in summertime.
That's it. Not so much heat, not so much sun. I'm just calling it hazy today, a spotty shower. And on the humid side, obviously, 75 to 80, showers, patchy fog tonight, really, really, just, what's the word, drippy. Mid-60s, showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow. It could be a gusty thunderstorm with highs 80. Showers, then afternoon clearing Saturday, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, pleasant Sunday, low 70s. And cloudy periods and breezy on Monday. Highs will only be in the 60s to start off the 1st of June.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, always could be worse, but it always could be better too.
Absolutely.
And it's just, you know, you're not going to have a day today like you had yesterday and the day before, where it starts off cloudy and gets sunny. That's just not in the cards. A lot of clouds this morning, and even some spotty showers. We have spotty showers down in the lower Hudson Valley. We have showers across southern Connecticut. All of this is moving northeastward, so that's the reason why I put in a spotty shower today and cloudy. It should be a good day. I did half of my patio yesterday, my cement patio yesterday with my power washer. But the sun was really intense, so it was getting uncomfortable. But today, since it's going to be cloudy, I'll finish the other half.
Well, when I got home yesterday, I took my nap like I always do, got up, and I went through all the stuff in the kitchen. I have a cabinet that has all these kitchen appliances that I purchased. I took them all out, and I said, okay, what am I going to take to the bargain barn to donate that I don't use? And there wasn't one. I had to put them all back in. I couldn't part with any.
That's not good, Marshall.
I couldn't part with any of them. Not a one. Not from my slow cooker. Not from my two steamers that I have. Not from my really nice, really expensive pressure cooker. Not from my really cool strainers. I couldn't give one away.
You're a hoarder.
It's ridiculous.
You have to make up your mind up before you start. And you have to just say to yourself, if I really haven't used this often,
I have gotten rid of certain things. Like I did get rid of a while ago. I had two George Foreman grills, one big one and one small one. They went to the bargain barn. I had one of those rotisserie roasters that you got from that guy that from that company. I had one of those that I got rid of. But the other things I can't. I just can't get rid of them. I should get rid of one of the steaming pots that has the insert. And I should get rid of, I got this pot, it's from the 50s. It's the old plug-in. It's a pot, and it's an electric pot, but it's small. And it's from the 50s, and it's in perfect condition. And then it's got a steam rip plate that goes on top of it. I only use it occasionally, but it is so cool because it's good for one person. But it's so old, it's got, you know, the thing that's got the one that you plug it into the wall, and it's got that plastic thing that has a one big metal thing that plugs into it that gives it electricity. But I just can't get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it. I was going to tell you, sell it on eBay.
Oh, I can't.
No, I had a camera, just to give you an idea, an old camera, video camera, that takes tapes, and I was keeping it and keeping it and keeping it, and it has all the different lenses with it, and still has the batteries, and I said, you know what, I'm putting this on eBay, and let's see if anybody's going to buy it, because if they do, this thing has been sitting in my closet, I can't tell you how many years. And I put it on eBay, and 3 days later, I got a buyer. and shipped it right out.
How much did they pay you?
$135.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad for something that's been sitting in my closet, not being used. I would say minimally 10 years, because I'm here in this house four, and in the other house, it was just sitting there being, you know, taking up dust, and then, of course, had to be moved. So I'd say it was at least 10 years old. So it's better than, you know, you have your choice. You leave it sit there, give it to the thrift, or try to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, well, I'll look at other things. I'm personally attached to those kitchen things, though.
Yeah. I know what you mean. You just have to let loose.
I mean,
and say, you know, I mean, think about it this way, Marshall. God forbid something happens to you. What do you think is going to happen to all that stuff?
I don't know, but all I know is the electric pot, that was my grandmother's. That was my grandmother's.
See, that's something. That was your grandmother's. I don't even know if I'd sell it on eBay. I bet you that's worth a lot of money.
But you know, it was my grandmother's, and it works perfectly. So you know,
Is it like a fryer?
It's a little bowl, stainless steel bowl, and it's got the attachment where you plug it in, and you can put things in it and use it as making soup. You can use it if you put oil in it. You can use it as a fryer. If you want to, you put some water into it, then you put the steaming thing on top of it, and you can use it as a steamer. But the great thing about it is, it's almost perfect for just one or two people. It really is a great appliance. It really is. Does it take the electricity the old-fashioned way? Yeah, but so I just can't give it away. I can't. I have attached. I still have Pat from my mother's house. She had four hanging plants.
Right.
I still have them. They're hanging in my house. I've got a first. Heck, my mother's still in my house. My mother's ashes are in my living room.
Jeez. I was looking real quick to see if they had something like what you were describing on the internet. I called it a stainless steel electric fryer, but it really isn't, right?
You could describe it that way, but I think it's just a stainless steel electric cook pot from the 50s. So and here we are. It's 2020. The thing's 70 years old, and it works. And it looks brand new. What's 70 years old, works well, and looks brand new nowadays?
What Not about, much.
Would you have any appliance that's being made today you think it'd be around in 70 years?
Absolutely not.
So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I just can't get rid of it. Well, so anyways, but we got to, so that's what I did yesterday. I didn't go outside. Maybe I'll put my plants finally out on the back porch. I've got the front of the house all done. Maybe I'll put the plants now out of the back porch and just to finish up that today, because it won't be too hot. And the plants.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yesterday, the Army and Air National Guard from Connecticut came. I put pictures up on the station Facebook page. And they dropped off masks because we're an essential service. So they dropped off a whole bunch of masks for us here at the radio station, which was kind of cool. What nice young men and women, honest to gosh, Pat, that represent our country. They were amazing.
Really?
Amazing. Yep. They were unbelievable. So courteous, so nice. Mr. Miles, Mrs. Goodman, when they met, you know, and they dropped off. We've got about, between the two of them, about 40 masks, 40 or 50 masks.
Wow.
Which is good, which will get us through this crisis, through the fall.
So, by the way, what did you think of the fact that they caught that guy from your state, Connecticut? They caught him.
They didn't shoot him?
They didn't shoot him. I have a radio station in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, where he was at the convenience store. And the marshals grabbed him in Hagerstown, Maryland. So I guess they'll be returning him to the state.
Well,
yeah.
Are you a UConn student?
Yeah. I mean, to look at him, you would never think. You know, he looked.
Oh, I know. I saw his picture. He looked like a snot-nosed guy. I didn't like him at all.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah. I didn't like the way he looked at all.
Well,
in
this day and age, it's very, very hard to try to commit a crime and escape without getting caught, because they have videos, cameras, everything all over the place.
Well, all I can say is I knew he was a murderer before I saw his picture. So when I saw his picture, I was already influenced.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened. I was already influenced. You know, I didn't know if he was a murderer, but I knew that he was charged with murder, and he probably murdered somebody. So when I saw his picture, right away I prejudged. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the truth. But anyhow, I think it's a great thing that they caught him.
Yeah, it is a good thing they caught him, because you're going to kill once, you're going to kill twice.
Yeah, I think he killed more. I think he killed twice already, right?
Yeah. So
something like that.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing they got a hold of him. All right. So let's recap this killer forecast.
Noel, again, you're just looking at a spotty shower today, but showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, and very humid weather.
What does the weekend look like?
Saturday showers, then some clearing. Sunday, partly sunny and pleasant.
All right.
So, not bad.
No, it's kind of like a summertime pattern now. We finally...
until Monday, when June comes in, it'll only be in the 60s, and at night, you'll be in the 40s.
Yeah, but we're still not going to get in the 30s.
I wouldn't count that out by either, if not by Monday morning, Tuesday morning.
Oh, gosh, Pat, I don't know what to do with you.
I don't know. It's not going to last long, but needless to say, don't count it out.
I don't know what to do with you in this cold weather.
I know. Just doesn't want to stop.
I was looking at pictures of past winters around here where my back porch had literally 4 feet of snow on it. And we're a long way from that, Pat. We're a long, long way from that.
We sure are. Thank heavens.
Yes. All right. You have a good day, and I'll check with you mañana.
All right. Sounds good. You do the same, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Stay healthy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.